the state of Wyoming is moving forward to build or expand several reservoirs on the Green River, a main branch of the Colorado River. This would help ranchers prepare for worsening droughts as climate change escalates. In the second part of our series, The Final Straw, Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports more dams could actually contribute to global warming.
It's late May in Wyoming. It snowed last night, and more snow is expected. That's why it's good that Big Piney rancher Chad Espenscheid is behind the wheel. The roads are sloppy, and Middle Piney Creek is running high.
There's a lot of water.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's starting to flood.
Yeah, it's just wet.
And that wetness is nerve-wracking for ranchers like Espenscheid.
It's been a cold, long winter, and the cows and calves are really needing some sunshine about now. Yeah, I've got quite a bit of sickness.
Sickness that could mean he'll lose a lot of newborn calves. There's lots of things to be stressed about in ranching. One of the big ones is water. And Espenscheid says one way to reduce that stress is to fix Middle Piney Dam. That's a dam that's fallen into disrepair at the top of this creek that flows into the Green River.
It would give Middle Piney Creek a little more of a steady flow instead of it all coming out in one shot and everybody having to really hustle around and capture it all at one time.
He says he could really use that water to irrigate his fields to feed his cows. Not only is Espenscheid a rancher, he's a water engineer and participates in a water conservation program by only irrigating when he has to. He says fixing that dam will store a modest 4,200 feet of Colorado River water. As for how dipping that small amount out of the river will affect lower basin states that also rely on the Colorado,
I don't know. I'm just kind of a Wyoming through and through, so I'm kind of worried about Wyoming, I guess, to be honest. So we got to take care of our own sustainability.
But it's not just the Middle Piney Reservoir that's going to start dipping from the Colorado.
4,000 for Middle Piney, 10,000 for West Fork, that's 14,000. Another 8 at New Fork, so that's
That's Jason Mead, one of Wyoming's dam and reservoir guys at the Water Development Office. He's adding up all of the acre feet of water storage the state wants to add on the Green River drainage. All told, about 50,000 acre feet on 5 new or expanded reservoirs. And then there's the 80,000 acre feet that Fontanelle Reservoir could eventually add. 130,000 acre feet total. For those of you scoring at home, that'd be enough water to supply a city of 1 million people.
Every one of these projects that we're talking about really are for irrigation shortages and trying to handle the drought situations and trying to take water when we have good years and carry it over into years that are drier.
And those drier years are expected to worsen. Long-range forecasts say heavy snowpacks are expected to melt and flood earlier and earlier, then leave ranchers with less water in the summer. That could make ranching even more of a risky business.
If we can't keep those businesses afloat, eventually they're going to have to sell. And do they get developed in the future? We don't know. But if we keep them in ranching, we know we're going to maintain that open space.
Mead says more dams could help ranchers survive the coming droughts. But some scientists say building more dams might actually worsen climate change. University of Wyoming soil scientist Jay Norton says dams that manage for flood control, for example.
They want the water drained out so that in an event of a flood, they have storage capacity. That can cause very low flows downstream that dry up those floodplain wetlands.
Wetlands that Norton says store huge amounts of organic carbon.
There's estimates that if we could raise soil organic carbon by about 0.4% per year, that we would completely offset human-derived emissions of greenhouse gases.
Think of all the trees and brush that's growing like a green snake along streams in the otherwise arid Mountain West. Wetlands can take up as little as 2% of the landscape, but they hold 15 to 30% of the carbon there. But if reservoirs hold back all the water for recreation, say, or flood control, those green snakes will dry up and stop holding carbon. But, Norton says, managed correctly, more dams in the upper basin states could actually create more wetlands and store more carbon.
Conceivably, it could have a positive effect on downstream wetlands. If water tables are maintained relatively high, irrigation itself expands wetlands.
Unfortunately, that's not the only effect of dams on climate. One study shows that decomposing organic matter behind dams as the water level drops can produce large amounts of methane. That's a greenhouse gas that's even more potent than carbon dioxide. That's all well and good to rancher and water engineer Chad Espenscheid, but he says the positives of building dams outweighs the negatives.
Most ranchers are, you know, they're ranchers because they love their ranch and they love the outdoors and they love the wildlife and everything about it. So if you can find a win-win solution, then, you know, then everybody's happy.
The question is, with all the upper basin states investing in more dams, what will the accumulative effect be? For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.